Owns it. He's got his helicopter and everything. G something Icom is helicopter. Guy's so super wealthy, you know, but he's so down to earth. If you ever spoke to him, some absolutely cracking amateurs around here. I'm in Margate. You know, Herne Bay's about 12 miles up the road, I guess. But yeah, it must be very tempting. You go up there to buy a plug, you walk out of a brand new radio, I can imagine it. Back to you.
To Echo Zero, Indian Puppy Uniform. Yeah, I must admit, I probably don't really need any more. You know, I'm really lucky. I was able to afford what I could afford. you know, so a 705, 7300, an FT891, and an FTM500, and you know, and I've lost count how many handhelds I got. I've lost count. I'd be wasting time on the airwaves if I was trying to think out two Baofengs, a K1 Mini, 878, Baofeng 1702, there's a couple of others. I've forgotten already, mate. I think there's about 8 handhelds. So, yeah, my new favourite is the Quan Xing K1 Mini, so I quite like that one. Back to you.
I've got a 2 meter 77's handheld. I can't remember the make of it now. Radcom or something, Radiocom or Radcom or something. Oh, some Chinese thing. Is it the 890? I think 890. I've got. Sure, it's something like that. But yeah, I started playing around with that on 270. I had the 7300, then I've got another one soon after, so I've got a pair of those. I did start out with the Kenwood 480 SAT, and that was a cracking little radio, that was, but you put it up against the Icom, and it's, you know, the it's just no contest, really is no contest, like night and day, it really is. It's so different. Not knocking the 480 SAT, because I've worked an amazing DX on that with just a dipole. It's, you know, got me to New Zealand. I can't knock it. But when it comes to ease of operation, noticing things, having the waterfall and all the rest of it, and the sound as well, the speaker on the Icom is really cracking compared to the little speaker that you had on the Kenwood. So, you know, it's sort of like little changes like that. But I think the thing that made me want to get another radio was because I've got a problem with the BNC on the 817 on the front aerial, and that's the whole concept of the radio to me, is the front aerial for ease of operation to take it out portable. When you've got it in the leather case and you've got the strap on it and all the rest of it, you can go walk out with it. It's really great, you know, in that form factor. So now I think that's another reason I wanted to get a proper portable radio, and that's why I chose this one, even over the 705. I think if my 817 antenna hadn't failed, I probably would have brought the 705, I think, my 9 DNC.
To Echo Zero, India Puppy Uniform. Well, to be honest, I haven't really tried this telescopic antenna on anything else other than Shari node. Because, you know, if I'm going out, I'm generally in the car, or I'm going to work, or I'm, you know... I'm in the. I normally used to go away in a camper van like 2 nights a week, and now I just go once a week, you know, 1 night a week. And I've got an aging cat that basically, I think I should rename it to he keeps on going, bless him. But he's losing his marbles, so he's all right for one night. But I have to come back. There's no one here for him. My neighbour comes in and feeds him, but yeah, you have to go and sort of pick him up. He'll sleep in the garden and freeze. He forgets. So he has to get up and come in the cat flap. So I don't go out in the camper van so much at the now. I go, like I say, go one night, but that the second night when I would go away. Well, I could set up at a campsite and I could do stuff with the radio, but like I say, the old boy, he's been with me for 10 years, and I can't leave him too long on his own now. What I regret is not when I first had him, is taking him away in a camper van right from the beginning, and then he could have come away with me all the time, but he's too old now, so a lot of my radio stuff that I would have done in a camper van, so I've got to take a bit of a back seat for a bit, you know. He's what it is, mate. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, Mike 9 DNC. My sister's got a cat she rescued from next door. Next door's daughter had a boyfriend who had a dog. He moved in and the poor cat hated the dog, so the cat wouldn't go in the house. And he started to sit on my sister's doorstep, and then he found his way to the house. And he started getting fed, and then he started staying in the house, and then he just basically, my sisters took him in, you know, that's it. And he stayed. When I was staying with my sister, the cat used to come in from work and he'd lay on my lap and all that, you know, and he was very friendly, let you pick him up, do whatever. He's such a lovely cat, really quite intelligent, and he's just got such a nice nature, even though the way he's been treated, you know, when he was younger. But now I've moved away and I visit my sister, and the cat, I walk in and the cat will meow at me. It's like, as if it's telling me off. It's like, where have you been? I've missed you, you know. And then it'd come over and it'd gingerly start, like, putting his paws on my knees, and then it'd come up and headbutt me and then kiss me, sort of thing, you know, on my forehead and stuff. And he's such a lovely cat, he really is. And he purrs away and all the rest of it, you know, and it's just lovely. It's like, hello, you've been out hunting, you ain't brought me nothing back, I've missed you, where you been? I can imagine what he's thinking. Back to you from Mike 9 DNC.
Yeah, my cat, we think he's between 17 and 18 years old. His hearing's completely gone. He's losing his sight, so you can see it's in his right eye. It doesn't close down, you know, like where the iris will close, open and close. It doesn't open and close, so there's something going on. And I could feed him in a 4 or 5 hour period. He'll have 6 packets of food, and he looks like a skeleton. This thing, he eats like nobody's business. You know, he gets proper treatment, worming treatment, and get everything. He's just an old boy, and I've just got to be here to sort of look after him. He don't even come in the house. He's got a cat flap. I have to go and get him. And he's such an outdoorsy cat. I'll have to go and get him in a minute, actually, because it'll be getting cold out there for him. And I have to go and bring him in. And he howls and moans because I bring him inside in the warm. Yeah, he's a funny old boy. So I've got to keep my eyes on him. So anyway, listen, buddy, I've actually got to go and get him in. I'm going to go and make me a cup of tea, and I'll put it back to you for a final. Cracking QSO, though, mate. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. So back to you for a final.
Yeah, you too, Peter. It's been cracking talking to you too. Really enjoyed it as well. Certainly put the local repeater for its paces tonight. Between the pair of us. Go and rescue your cat, bless him. Yeah, they are you know, cats, you don't adopt them, they adopt you, I think, out of their choice, and, you know, they put all their trust into you. There's not many animals that do that in that respect. You know, a lot of animals are submissive to people because of fear, but not a cat isn't. You know, a cat will trust you, and you know, you betray that trust, it give you a few chances, and then you've had your lot. You go to see it and it'll be scratching you. Okay then, PSM Freeze, Mike 9 DNC.
Like, buddy, 7-3.
7-3, Mike 9 DNC, back standby.
This is KR4LOK monitoring.
This is KF8FNK. My name is Samuel. I'm listening as well. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm at school right now. I'm using Echolink to talk to you currently. Just finishing up some end of the semester stuff. I've got a final paper that I'm working on.
Are you studying in college?
I'm getting a bachelor's degree in chemistry, and then I've got an associate's degree in environmental science.
Nice, I never had a chance to go.
Have you ever looked into the programs? I'm assuming it's a little different where you are, and I'm assuming you're in Canada. I'm in Michigan. But here we have a program called the Reconnect Program, and I was able to take advantage of that. And the way it worked is, if you were 21 or older, you could get your associate's degree for free. So I didn't have to pay any money for my 2-year degree.
Yeah, I'm actually down here in Georgia a lot, and I've looked into some tech schools and stuff, but ended up like going and working at like, you know, a retail store, Sam's Club and all that, and you know, they can get you into management and all that if you work there long enough. So what I decided to do, I went to tech school for a little while to learn how to drive a truck, but I just didn't want to do that.
Nothing wrong with that. So you're working as a trucker now, then, I'm assuming?
VE7.
Howdy ho, how are you today?